In the present age, the vibration of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the only process which is in a transcendental position beyond material contamination. Since the holy name can deliver a conditioned soul, it is explained here to be Sarva Mantrasara, the essence of all Veda kings. A name which represents an object of this material world may be subjected to arguments and experiments of knowledge. But in the absolute world, a name and its owner, fame and the famous, are identical. And similarly, the qualities, pastimes, and everything else pertaining to the absolute are also absolute. Although Mayavadis profess monism, they differentiate between the holy name of the Supreme Lord and the Lord himself. For this offense of Namaparad is gradually glide down from their exalted position of Brahmajan. Aruya Kuchena Param Param Hatha Patantyado Nabihaji Parangaya. Tentative Harvatam, chapter 2, verse 33. The master to hear with the power of us loving, or have to come, sending you through Murari. Although by severe austerities, Mayavadis rise to the exalted position of Brahma Jnana, they nevertheless fall down due to imperfect knowledge of the absolute truth. Although they profess to understand the Vedic mantra, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, everything is Brahman, they are unable to understand that the holy name is also Brahman. If they regularly chant the Mahamantra, however, they can be relieved from this misconception. Unless one properly takes shelter of the holy name, they cannot be relieved from the offensive stage in chanting holy name. They can properly chant the holy name, which means, what does it mean to properly chant God's name? After describing the potency of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which is again what you think, excuse me, my spiritual master taught me another verse, advising me to always keep the name within my throat. He said, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Eva Kevalam, Kalovana Sevana, Sevana Sevana. There is no alternative, there is no alternative, there is no alternative. For spiritual progress and the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord. So, the essence of all Vedic knowledge, comprehending the three kinds of Vedic activity, karma kanda, jnana kanda, and vipassana kanda, the Vedic hymns and the processes for satisfying the demigods are all included in the eighth syllable Hare Krishna mantra. This is the reality of all Vedanta, that's the Narada Pancharatra. It says included in the eighth syllable Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In other words, it's just the same, four words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, other syllables, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's all it meant. This is the reality of all Vedanta. The chanting of the holy name is the only means to cross the ocean of nations. Similarly, the Kali Sankara Upanishad says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
All the ashrams, it destroys all the bad things. All the bad things in Kali are destroyed by these 16 syllables.
The 16 words, right? That's one of Upanishad, Kali Santarana Upanishad. These 16 names composed of 32 syllables are the only means to counteract the evil effects of Kali Yuga. In all the days it is seen that to cross the ocean of nations there is no alternative to the chanting the holy name. Madhvacharya said that simply by chanting the holy name we can attain everything. And Bhakti Sundara Jiva Goswami glorifies the holy name. So there's so much discussion here on glorifying the holy name. Let's read more, Lord Chaitanya's reading. Since I received this order from my spiritual master, I always chant the holy name. But I think that by chanting and chanting the holy name, I have been bewildered. While chanting the holy name of the Lord in pure ecstasy, I lose myself, and thus I laugh, cry, dance, and sing like a madman. Collecting my patience, therefore, I begin to consider that chanting the holy name of Krishna has covered all my spiritual knowledge. I saw that I had become mad by chanting the holy name, and I immediately submitted this at the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as an ideal teacher, shows us how a disciple should deal with his spiritual master. Whenever there is a doubt regarding any point, he should refer the matter to his spiritual master for clarification. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that while chanting and dancing, he had developed a kind of mad ecstasy that is possible only for a liberated soul. Yet even in his liberated position, he referred everything to his spiritual master whenever there were doubts. Thus, in any condition, even when liberated, we should never think ourselves independent of the spiritual master, but must refer to him as soon as there's some doubt regarding our progressive spiritual life. Verses, Pagala hai janami, daya nahi mane, eta chinti nivedulan, guru chanani. I saw I become Pagal. Ami Pagal. Pagala ami. I am mad, I am gone crazy. Daya nahi mani. Daya, like we say, Utsaha, whatever, next to instruction. Utsaha, Daya. Daya means patience. He said, Daya nahi mani. My mind is not going, I'm very impatient, I've lost all my patience. Nahi. Eta chinti nivadelam guru chan. Kiva mantra diva gosai, kiva taravara, japate japate mantra karila padala. My dear Lord, my Gurudev, what kind of mantra have you given me? I have become mad simply by chanting this maha mantra. Yudayatam vinesena, taksisa pravisayatam, sanyayatam virasaram, govinda virahimane. Separation, I am considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes, I turn into vain, I'm feeling all like in the world. Here's the aspiration of the devotee.
It is the aspiration of a devotee. It is the aspiration of a devotee. It is the aspiration of a devotee.
That while he chants the Hare Krishna mantra, his eyes will fill with tears, his voice will falter, and his heart throb.
You know what throb means? Mm-hmm. You know, it will sound like an ecstasy or happiness or passion.
These are good signs in chanting the holy name of the Lord in ecstasy. One should feel the entire world to be vacant without the presence of Govinda. This is a sign of separation from Govinda. In material life, we're all separated from Govinda and are absorbed in material sense gratification.
Yeah, we're at one. We're at some bodh, right? You say some bodh. Some bodh means union, or to be with Krishna, or to be with Krishna means some bodh. So we're having some bodh. Bodh also means enjoyment, and some means complete, or all. So we're completely into enjoyment. We're definitely separated from Krishna, because we're completely into the material enjoyment. So we have to, there's no other position we have with separation. I mean, if we're in the material world, in the material consciousness, in the material sense environment, then we're separated from Krishna.
You're saying there that this is a step, well, when the devotee actually feels that,
Krishna, where are you? I really want to see you. I know you exist. I can understand you exist. My intelligence convinces me that you exist. I can perceive your hand in everything and feel your, and see you in your hand in all creation and your design and the beauty and the mastership of everything and the control of everything. I see you behind everything and I see you in everything. I want to see you. And I feel separated from you. Please reveal yourself.
So when you're chanting, you feel the whole world is empty. There's nothing here for me. It's just empty and dry. This is a sign of separation from Govinda. In material life, we are all separated from Govinda and are absorbed in material sense gratification. Therefore, when one comes to his senses, on the spiritual platform, he becomes eager to meet Govinda. He becomes so eager to meet Govinda that without Govinda, the entire world becomes a vacant place.
Eager, akuti, rupuragnasya, padi, akuti. Or padi, rupuragnasya, padi, akuti. Eager to study the book, right? Akuti. Some water today is going inside. It's like Lord Chaitanya when Damayanti and Raghava Pandit, they bought so much prasadam, they bought big bags of prasadam. Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees came, and they came to Puri from Mayapur, after walking a month, they all made all kinds of wonderful sweets and all the best, candy cashews and all the best things they could make that would keep nicely over traveling and all their gajas sticks and sesame sweets and sesame peanut butter with honey and sesame peanut butter and salt. They put it in nice containers, clay cups, and they put it in a big bag and put it on each other's shoulder. And then they carried it to Puri for 1 month. They have to walk 1 month. It's not like the other one trains for 12 hours. And, oh, wow, the train for 12 hours. We got to ride this train from Calcutta to Puri. It's just an austerity, They walked for 30 days barefoot from Mayapur to Puri, carrying all this, 20, 30, 40 kilos of offerings for the Lord. And they got to Puri and they said, Lord, we brought all these things for offerings for you. So Govinda was taken and said, Lord, this is from Damayanti, my Lord is from Raghava Pandit, this is from Vaishyanti, this is from Rupur, this is from Narasimha, this is from Krishnanti, this is from Rupur, this is from my own exact work, this is from Vaishyanti, and then he was putting all the big stones on them. And then everyone was saying, hey, Govinda, don't you kind of like them to practice? You took some? Yeah, you got some. What about my samosas? What about my street lights? So then Govinda was just lying to all the devotees, telling them, Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya ate them all. Then he went to Lord Chaitanya and said, look, everyone's asking how you enjoy, how you like all the offerings, but I don't know what to say to them at all. He said, all right, bring everything, I'll just take everything. So he sat down and he just said, Father, and he just ate everything, every single offering, kilos and hundreds of kilos. Practically, it was like the Yamakri Festival, the annual festival of Govardhan, where he was exhibiting his unlimited capacity to honor Krishna Prasadam in unlimited amounts of sweet rice and kheer and samosas and all the wonderful bags and bags and kilos and kilos, and kilos consumed it all. And then Govinda could very truthfully, you know,
honestly report to all the devotees that the Lord accepted it all. So I was thinking of that.
Were there any of that, this kind of water is going down, we're like consuming energy and not the water. And like the time of consuming all these options.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the guy. Hattaya Nattaya Mare Kalaya Sandhan Ekasami Guru Hasi Bhavali Abhachan. Chanting the holy name in ecstasy causes one to dance, laugh, and cry. When my spiritual master heard all this, he smiled and began to speak. Hattaya.
Purport. When a disciple very perfectly makes progress in spiritual life, this gladdens the spiritual master, who then also smiles in ecstasy, thinking, how successful my disciple has become. He feels so glad that he smiles as he enjoys the progress of the disciple, just as a smiling parent enjoys the activities of a child who is trying to stand up or crawl perfectly.
Is there any incense going on over there?
No.
Krishna Mahamantra Eka Sava Vesha Pitara Krishna Uttataya Bhav. It is the nature of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matasavam pravasate yati matra bhajanti mam buddha bhava samanditaha. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So we can't worship Krishna with all our hearts until we know him. We have to know him. We have to understand him. Aham sarvasya prabhavo. How can you love somebody you don't know? How can you dedicate your all in all to someone you never met, you never even know? So our business is to learn about Krishna, to learn to know Krishna and to love Krishna. To know him, to serve him, to love him, to return to him, to go to him. It is a preliminary stage in developing one's original love for God. A neophyte disciple begins by hearing and chanting and associating with devotees and practicing the regulative principles. And thus, he vanquishes all of his unwanted bad habits. In this way, he develops a passion for Krishna and cannot forget Krishna even for a moment. Bhav is almost the successful stage of spiritual life. A sincere student orally receives the holy name from the spiritual master, and after being initiated, he follows the regular principles given by the spiritual master. When the holy name is properly served in this way, automatically, the spiritual nature of the holy name spreads. In other words, the devotee becomes qualified in authentically chanting the holy name. When one is completely fit to chant the holy name in this way, he is eligible to make disciples all over the world, and he actually becomes Jagat Guru. Then the entire world, under his influence, begins to chant the holy names of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Wow. The whole world. Just in the entire world, Sanatana Prabhupada is writing his biography or something. That's pretty good. Then the entire world, under his influence, begins to chant the holy names of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Thus, all the disciples of such a spiritual master increase and impact in attachment for Krishna, and therefore he sometimes cries, sometimes laughs, sometimes dances, and sometimes chants. These symptoms are very prominently manifest in the body of a pure devotee. Sometimes, when our students of the Krishna consciousness movement chant and dance, even in India, people are astonished to see how these foreigners have learned to chant and dance in this ecstatic fashion. As explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually this is not due to practice. It's not really good to dance. Okay, kids, now, raise your hands over your head. You put your left foot to the right foot to the left. Now, when a drum starts beating a little bit fast, now jump up and down and go, Aiva, Aiva, Aiva! And spin around in a circle, and then you push this guy out there and do somersaults and this and that, and somersaults. What? It's not due to practice. For without extra endeavor, these symptoms become manifest in anyone who sincerely chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Many fools, not knowing the transcendental nature of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, sometimes impede our loudly chanting this mantra. Yet one who is actually advanced in fulfillment of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra induces others to chant also. Krishna Sattva is explained. Krishna Sattva is in Ayatara, Savasana. Unless one receives special power of attorney from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he cannot preach the glories of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. As devotees propagate the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the general population of the entire world gets the opportunity to understand the glories of the Holy Name. While chanting and dancing or hearing the Holy Name of the Lord, one automatically remembers the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because there's no difference between Krishna and the name. The chanter is immediately linked with Krishna. Thus connected, the devotee develops his original attitude of service to the Lord. Amen. There is no difference between the Holy Name and Krishna. The chanter is immediately linked with Krishna. Thus connected with Krishna, a devotee develops his original attitude of service to the Lord. In this attitude of constantly serving Krishna, which is called what? Maha. This is Buddha Maha. This is the attitude of constantly serving, the attitude, because Maha is an attitude, it's a sentiment, it's a mood, like love. Love is an attitude, it's a mood, it's a sentiment. From the attitude of constantly serving Krishna, in this attitude of constantly serving Krishna, which is called bhav, one always thinks of Krishna in different ways. One who has attained this bhava stage is no longer under the clutches of illusory energy. When other spiritual ingredients, such as trembling, perspiration, tears, are added to this bhava stage, the devotee gradually attains love of Krishna. The holy name of Krishna is called the Maha Mantra. Other mantras are mentioned in Narada Pancharatra, known as mantras. But the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is called the Maha Mantra. Krishna Visayaka Prema Parama Purusharata Yada Adhitina Surya Sari Purusharata. Religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, liberation are known as the four goals of life. But before love of God is the fifth and highest goal, these appear as insignificant as straw and sleep. For a devotee who has actually developed bhava, the pleasure arrived from dharma, artha, kama, and moksha appear like a drop in the presence of the sea. Panchama Purusharta, Premanam Namrita Sindhu, Mokshari Ananda Yara Nahi Eka Bindu. Moksha is compared to Eka Bindu, compared to Premananda Amrita Sindhu. Premananda, so you may need to call you Premananda Sindhu. Premananda Amrita. Premananda Amrita Sindhu. Krishna Namaya Pau, Prema Sava Shastakaya. Bhagya say Prema Tomaya, Kari Lavihaya. The conclusion of all the old scriptures is that one should awaken his dormant love of God. Prema, Krishna Namaya Pau, Prema Sava Shastakaya.
Krishna namera phala. The fruit of nam, the phala, or you say phala. Primaras prabhavi kare siti tanasova. Krishna sanana prapti upajaya roma.
It is characteristic of Lama God that by nature it induces transcendental symptoms in one's body and makes one more and more greedy to achieve the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord.
When
one actually develops love of Godhead, he naturally sometimes cries, sometimes laughs, sometimes chants, and sometimes runs here and there like a madman.
Sveda kampa romans chas, sveda kampa romans asu, gandhara vai vanya, unmara vishara daya, garva harsha danya, eta bhavi prema bhakta ghane anachaya, krishna rananda mitra sagare bhaktaya.
Perspiration, trembling, standing in one's bodily hair, tears, faltering, failing, madness, melancholy, patience, pride, joy, and humility. These are the various natural symptoms of ecstatic love of God, which cause the devotee to dance and float, in an ocean of transcendental bliss while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. You dance in an ocean. How do you dance in the ocean? You dance in the ocean, you float in the ocean. That sounds pretty good. Transcendental love of God, it is not under the jurisdiction of material energy, for it is the transcendental bliss and pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since the Supreme Lord is also under the influence of transcendental bliss, when one comes in touch with such bliss and love of Godhead, one's heart melts, and the symptoms of his melting heart are as standing as hair on end. Sometimes a person thus melts. And manifests these transcendental symptoms, yet at the same time is not well behaved in his personal transactions. This indicates that he has not yet reached complete perfection of devotional service. In other words, a devotee who dances in ecstasy, but after dancing and crying appears to be attracted to material affairs, has not yet reached the perfection of devotional service, which is called asaya shuddhi, or the perfection of existence. One who attains the perfection of existence is completely averse to material enjoyment and engrossed in transcendental love of Godhead. It is therefore to be concluded that the ecstatic symptoms of asaya shuddhi are visible when a devotee's service has no material cause and is purely spiritual in nature. So this Guru said, "It is very good, my dear child. Bhala haila haila tumi parama purushasya. It is very good, my dear child, that you have attained the supreme goal of life by developing love of Godhead. Thus you have pleased me very much, and I am very much obliged to you."
It is very good, my child, that you have attained transcendental love of Godhead.
You have attained the goal, supreme goal of life. Therefore, according to the revealed scriptures, if a spiritual master can convert even one soul into a perfectly pure devotee, his mission in life is fulfilled.
Is that familiar?
Since Srila Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Thakur always used to say, "Even at the expense of all the properties, temples, and mosques that I have, if I could convert even one person into a pure devotee, my mission would be fulfilled." It's very difficult, however, to understand the science of Krishna, not to speak of developing love of Godhead. Therefore, if by the grace of Lord Chaitanya and the spiritual master, a disciple attains the standard of pure devotional service, the spiritual master is very happy. The spiritual master is not actually happy if a disciple brings him money. When he sees that a disciple is following the regulative principles and advancing in spiritual life, he is very glad and he feels obliged to be a disciple. Nasida Bhakta Sangha Kari Sankirtan Krishna Namo Padeshi Tarasavajan Eta Bhavayaka Sloka Sikare Moi Bhagavatera Sarae Bhalavare Vare. My dear child, continue dancing, chanting, and performing sankirtan in association with devotees. Furthermore, go out and preach the value of chanting Krishna Nam.
So by this process you will be able to deliver all the fallen souls.
It is another ambition of the spiritual master to see his disciples not only chant, dance, and follow the regular principles, but also preach the Sankirtan movement to others in order to relieve them, in order to deliver them. For the Krishna consciousness movement is based, it is based on the principle that one should become as perfect as possible in devotional service oneself and also, preach the cult for others' benefit. That is its basis. There are two classes of unalloyed pure devotees. One, Goshinandi and Bhajanandi. Bhajanandi refers to one who is satisfied to cultivate devotional service for himself. And Goshinandi is one who is not satisfied, simply become perfect himself. But he wants to see others also take advantage of the holy name of the Lord and advance in spiritual life. They are both two kinds, not the one. He's not saying one's better, he's just saying it's two kinds. The outstanding example is Prahlad Maharaj. When he was offered a benediction by Lord Nisimha, he said, "My dear Lord, I have no problem. No problem. And I want no benediction from you, because I'm quite satisfied to chant your holy name. This is sufficient for me, because whenever I chant, I immediately merge in an ocean of transcendental bliss. I only lament to see others bereft of your life. They are rotting in material activity for transient material pleasures and spoiling your lives, toiling all day and night simply for sense gratification with no attachment for love of Godhead. I am simply lamenting for them and devising various plans to deliver them from the clutches of Maya." He says, a person who has attracted the attention of the spiritual master by his sincere service likes to dance and chant with similarly developed Krishna conscious devotees. The spiritual master authorizes such a devotee to deliver fallen souls in all parts of the world. Those who are not advanced prefer to chant the Hare Krishna mantra in a solitary place. Such activities in the language of Siva Bhakti Chandra Saraswati Thakur, it says a type of cheating process, in the sense that they imitate the activities of exalted personalities like Haridas Thakur. One should not attempt to imitate such exalted devotees. Rather, everyone should endeavor to preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all parts of the world and thus become successful in spiritual life. One who, now this is very important, probably saying, this is what we should do, we come through and become a master of self, save others, preach to others. But there's two kinds of devotees, some are Goshinandi, some are Bhajanandi. But then he quotes the Guru saying, but some of these Bhajanandis are fake. They pretend to be like absorbed in the roles of service, but they're not very advanced. There's others those who are not advanced prefer to chant Hare Krishna and pretend they're advanced. So they're understanding all day, like Hare Krishna, of course. Because this is kind of abuse of mind, this is kind of like bad, it's a bad mind, it's like cheating process. But in the beginning, that's the second type of Bhagavan number, but he's not really doing the serious Bhagavan, he's imitating the full of human desires, and he's not really, he's just trying to get them to keep out of it, so imitating how you talk to it. And now he says, very important, one who is not very expert in preaching may chant in a secluded place. It's interesting, it's circle, call it circle, you know, it's really a lot of things, and somebody leaves out, one who is not very expert in preaching may chant in a secluded place, avoiding bad association. But for one who is actually advanced, preaching and meeting people who are not engaged in devotional service are not disadvantages. In other words, if you're advanced, you won't fall down when you preach and meet the service. Of course, why don't you see this going on here? A devotee gives non-devotees his association, but is not affected by their misbehavior. Thus, by the activities of a pure devotee, even those who are bereft of love of God will get a chance to become devotees of the Lord one day. And then Bhakti Santa quotes a verse from Bhakti Santa. One should not imitate the activities of great personalities. One should be detached from material enjoyment and should accept everything in connection with Krishna service. There's a lot going on in there. He's saying it's very nice and exalted thing to go and preach and help others. And you better be careful, make sure you're advanced. He even said, he goes so far to say that preaching is for the pure devotees. Because on our, we're preaching on behalf of our spiritual masters, they're giving us the ability to preach. So our gurus are actually preaching, and we're just, you know, carrying out, you know, what we're like, their servants. Like, you know, our father gives us a mission, we go out and he says, go mail this letter, so go mail it. So it's kind of like, we're serving him, but we're not really, he's the cause of the whole service. We're assisting. So our preaching is like assisting the spiritual master. So this is an important point. When it's not expert, better to be careful because you go out and associate with non-devotees and can. Saying this, my spiritual master taught me one verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the essence of all the Bhagavatam's instructions. Therefore, he instructed me in this verse again and again. So what is that verse? What canto is it from? From the 11th canto. And it's chapter 2, text 40. So this verse from the 11th canto, text 2, chapter 40, which we'll look at tomorrow, is quoted here. And what did Vishwa Puri tell Lord Chaitanya? What did he say about this verse? Etabali eka shloka shikai lamore bhagavatara sara e balewari wari. My spiritual master said this is the Bhagavat Sahara, this is the essence of the Bhagavat. He instructed me in this verse again and again. What is the verse? Evam vratasva priya nama kirtya chitana raga jita chitta uchai asatya to rodhiti roti gayati gayat yun madhavan rikiti lokabhaya. That's a verse that we spoke on in context of another verse in Bhagavatam. We quoted that verse and spoke on it in Delhi in one class, you remember? Oh, Vrindavan, excuse me. So I'd be interested to see if they use the same translation, 11, because 11 chapter was done by some of his followers. Yeah. Yeah, put the entrance by the door. Use that stick and put it, you know. Where are the entrance? Where? Yeah, put it over by the door. Just move them, use that stick, and maybe close the door too. It'll kind of make it easy, harder for them to go through. Just close the door. No. That'll make it harder. And use that stick and put the entrance on that step and then hang it off, and, you know, hold it down with that stick. Yeah, like on the step. No. Have the entrance, the lit part face here, face me. Yeah. And hold it down with the stick. No, like that. Just lay it like this, look. Yeah, like that. Thank you. Good. Yeah, there's a few things. Is that window closed or is it not going out?
Okay.
Not going out the window? It's all closed?
Yeah.
Okay. Krishna. What happened? Oh, yeah. So, when a person, this is that verse, the essence of Bhagavatam, the 11th canto, when a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he, that person, is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, cries, becomes agitated and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. There's a different translation what they have in 11th canto. But it says, and there's a nice purport there too. So priyanam, evam vrata so priyanam akirtya. When he does kirtan of his own, the name of his own Ishtadev, so priyanam. In other words, if they can't write Krishna mantra, but we may become attracted to a particular form of the Lord, like Gopinath, or Madan Mohan, or Kunti Bihari, or Radharasi Bihari, or Samasundara, or Radhagiri Bihari, etc. And then their name may become our Sopriyanam. We may chant that. Either one. We may chant Hare Krishna and see our Thakurti in that name, or we may chant the name of our Thakurti. We can read that for a moment. Lord Chaitanya goes on. I firmly believe in these words of my spiritual master. Drida vishvas dhari. Drida ami drida vishvas dhari. Etanar bhakti ami drida vishvas dhari. Nirantara Krishna Nama Sankirtana Kori Te Krishna Nama Kabu Gaoyaya Nachaya Gahinati Nahi Ami Apana Ichaya. I firmly drita Vishwas. Vishwas means faith and belief, right? Is this what we say? Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmane Vaishnave. We say this first. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmane Vaishnave. Sopampanya Vatarajan Vishwasho Namajayate Vishwas. This is the Vishwas. Vishwas means you have no faith. If you don't have faith in Mahaprasad, the name of Govinda and his devotees, then because you have very little piety, then you have no faith in him. You have no faith in him. So you can't make any spiritual sacrifice. Swapampunya, it's a Vishwa, it's a Swapampunya. Mahaprasad, Govinda, Nama Brahmani Vaishnava. If you don't have any faith in Mahaprasad, and Govinda Nam and the Brahmani for the Vaishnava, Mahaprasad, Govinda, Nama Brahmani. Swapampunya, Rajan, O King. Swapampunya, swapam means little bit, swapam dharma, swapampunya, if you just have a little bit of piety in your life, you won't have much faith, you won't have much faith in the holy name of the Lord, or the Brahmana, or the prasadam. That is prasadam, how is this Krishna? That's due to impiety in previous lives, so it becomes difficult. But by taking prasadam, by so sitting and serving the Lord, through piety and food, gradually you'll have more faith in these things. Some people, they take one little bit of prasadam and they surrender their life to Krishna. They get a simply wonderful or something, and then they all of a sudden their life changes when they become devotees. That's because there's a lot of piety, they have a lot of sukriti stored up from previous lives. And it just takes one little piece to send them off to the spiritual world. I firmly believe in the words of my spiritual master. And therefore I always chant the holy name of the Lord, alone and in the association of devotees. That holy name of the Lord, of Lord Krishna, sometimes causes me to chant and dance. And therefore I chant and dance. Please do not think that I intentionally do it. I do it automatically. Maybe the light is there? Is there any light there? Maybe not. I don't think it has much, there's not enough dollars. I'll take some time sometime. That's okay. A person who cannot keep his faith in the words of a spiritual master, but acts independently, never receives the authority to chant the holy name of the Lord. Only under those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. This Vedic injunction is very important. And Siddhi Kami Mahaprabhu is supported by his personal behavior. Believing in the words of the spiritual master, he introduced the Sankirtan movement just as the present Krishna consciousness movement was started with belief in the words of our spiritual master. My spiritual master wanted to preach. We believed in his words and tried somehow or other to fulfill them. And now this movement has become successful all over the world. Therefore, faith in the words of the spiritual master and in the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the secret of success. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never disobeyed the orders of the spiritual master and stopped propagating the Sankirtan movement. Bhakti Sanatha Saraswati Thakur, at the time of his passing away, ordered all of his disciples to work conjointly to preach the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. Later, however, some self-interested, foolish disciples disobeyed his orders. Each one of them wanted to become head of the mission, and they fought in the court, neglecting the order of the spiritual master, and the entire mission was defeated. We are not proud of this, however. The truth must be explained. We believed in the words of our spiritual master and started in a humble way, in a helpless way. But due to the spiritual force of the order of the supreme authority, this movement has become successful. Incredible statement, as we were saying, the power to carry out the order is in the order itself. Spiritual master gives an order to his disciple, then the ability to carry out that is in the order itself. But he's saying that due to the spiritual force of the order of the supreme authority, or the order of the spiritual master, this movement has become successful. It is to be understood that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted and danced, he did so by the influence of the pleasure potency of the spiritual world. What does that mean? Not in suffering. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never considered the holy name of the Lord to be material vibration, nor does any pure devotee mistake the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to be a material musical manifestation. So, pretty nice alliteration there. Looks like a lot of M's here. Nor does any pure devotee mistake the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to be a material musical manifestation. Lord Chaitanya never tried to be the master of the holy name. Rather, he taught us how to be servants of the holy name. If one chants the holy name of the Lord just to make a show, not knowing the secret of success, he may increase his vile secretion, but he will never attain perfection in chanting the holy name. You see a lot of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know, they're just chanting like mad, but there's no humility. They're trying to become masters of the holy name rather than they're not trying to serve the non-Prabhu in a humble way and actually beg the name to descend upon them or beg the name to come down and enter their hearts and dance them at their lips. They're trying to make some egoistic show or something else. So they may increase their bile secretion, but they'll never attain perfection chanting the holy name. We see a lot of kirtan leaders like that over the years. Or we've seen them, we don't see them now. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself in this way. He said, I am a great fool. I do not have knowledge of right and wrong. In order to understand the real meaning of Anatta Sutra, I need...